The Civil War was the most significant war in American history, for it changed America for the better. Blacks were freed from slavery and given new rights that they had never had. The Civil War essentially created a new world in America. This new world brought about a new government created by the minds of multiple groups of people, instead of just one. Whites and blacks ended up working together after the ending of the Civil War, and according to President Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War brought to America a new birth of freedom, for the nation was reborn with greater potential. The Civil War caused a change in American society, politics, and identity, because one big change, the abolishment of slavery, ultimately developed many little changes in the nation. The Civil War pitted two societies against each other, leading to the redefinition of the blacks in America. Though President Lincoln only wanted to restore the Union and avoid war, he realized that if slavery was not stopped altogether, it would continue to spread like a disease. He therefore created the Emancipation Proclamation, which described his decision to destroy slavery and how it would change from a small goal to a substantial war aim. Though many casualties occurred, the Civil War was the impetus that allowed America to change for the better. The Civil War enabled American citizens to understand the meaning of freedom and experience the new birth of that freedom, a freedom that had once been extremely discriminatory. After the Confederates were defeated and slavery was abolished, many changes came about. Blacks gained their own independence, drifting away from white control. However, whites tried to keep the old order the same. Keeping the old order, though, was hard because the blacks were able to declare the fact that they were now liberated. With this new liberation, blacks began to make the most of their freedom. They reunited families that were originally separated under slavery, and they established their own churches and schools, hoping to gain equal civil and political rights. With all these changes going on, many white Southerners were unwilling to accept the new world being created, so they began to use violent opposition in an attempt to recreate the old world once again. The reality, though, was that the blacks were given a well-deserved freedom, and there was no holding back. Once reality sank in for the white Southerners, they faced the fact that they had to find a new system of labor to replace slavery. Finding a new system of labor, however, was not an easy task, causing some workers to go into poverty. The Civil War was significant to the American society because it allowed positive changes to be made in America. Slavery was abolished and the blacks could have a chance to live a good life. Without the Civil War, slavery could still be in existence and the American society could still be completely separated. The Civil War allowed the black community to define itself in ways that America had not seen before. Because of the Civil War, Reconstruction occurred, ultimately changing the nature of the American government. Nationally, new laws and amendments changed the federal system and the definition of citizenship. For instance, the 15th Amendment, which was enacted on February 3rd of 1870, prohibited the denial of suffrage based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude. This change gave a new form of power to the black community, allowing blacks to have a voice in the government. President Johnson, however, subtly tried to reduce the power of African Americans with his own Reconstruction Plan, which gave the White South a free hand to establish government. Congress realized Johnson's intentions, though, so the people of the Congress overturned Johnson's program. This overturn was extremely significant because originally, many people tried to dehumanize blacks and give them unequal rights, but now, after the Civil War, blacks were treated as people. When something unfair was put upon them, the government was quick to act. Because blacks were treated as equals, and because they were given civil rights and the right to vote, the American government would now become something completely different. A new government would be created by both the blacks and the whites. America would become an interracial country, and there was nothing to stop it from happening. Many people saw America's potential after the Civil War. America was now a country that did not have intense struggles like it did in the past. Other people, though, believed that the period of Reconstruction after the Civil War was a time of corruption and misgovernment because of the fact that blacks were allowed to participate in the government. Though there were differences in opinion regarding whether the Civil War and Reconstruction was right or wrong, one thing that was certain was the fact that America had changed significantly, and no matter what, it would adapt to its changes and pull through as a country. The American image ended up being enhanced due to the Civil War. Citizens of America were now seen to be living in a strong country that had an immense amount of potential. Without the Civil War, America would not have grown as much as it did. The Civil War enabled America to create a new identity for itself with a new society and government. Though the Civil War had many casualties, it ultimately shaped America into a stronger country. The abolishment of slavery not only freed the blacks, but it also essentially freed America, for America gained the room to grow stronger. The Civil War most definitely defined America. America was now changed and would not go back.